Well, hi, this is Nicole Brandon with Hourglass Bride, and we welcome you to the show today. We have such a blessed and sacred and just phenomenal guest with us today. I feel so lucky and so privileged. We have Yoko Chan, who is known as the Goddess Whisperer. And when you see her, she is the essence of light and love. She actually is the embodiment of joy, of bliss, of euphoria, of feminine energy. It's just gorgeous. And I wish that right now all of you can just close your eyes and see a visual picture of her in your mind, because she's just magnificent. She's just beauty itself, life itself. She's an author. She's an intuitive counselor, a mentor, and a master healer who helps women awaken their divine feminine and connect with their intuition. She travels the world inspiring and empowering women to live the lives that they truly deserve. And so, you know, you might ask how she does that. She's actually a paranormal phenomenon. She was born with the gift of being able to access and connect to additional insights, guidances, awareness, and answers that are not necessarily even from this earth. And with that gift, for the past 25 years, she's been a successful intuitive business strategist to individuals, to companies. She's worked for Japanese business CEOs. They used to call her their secret weapon, that when she worked with them, their success strategies and bringing their business, you changed incredibly. And then she came here and started working in the United States. She's an author. She's an international speaker. And in the recent years, she started with a midwifing background, and her focus has been making a difference in women and children. And she's an intuitive counselor and a mentor to women to help them awaken to their divine energy so they can live the life they truly deserve to have it all. And so what better at a time when you're getting married to live the life that you deserve to live, the life of femininity, of happiness, of joy, of peace, of all of that in the female body, and representing that life, that woman, the feminine goddess. And so we're so excited. And so I would like to welcome to our show today, Yoko Chan. Hi, Yoko.
Hi, Nicole. What a beautiful introduction. Thank you so very much. I'm so feel honored and pleasure to be here with you.
Oh, we are so privileged. And, you know, it's so funny that you say it's a beautiful introduction, but you are beautiful. You are beauty and life itself. You really are. I mean, you are just, there is something so gorgeous and so magnificent and so breathtaking about just you, your energy, your light, your being, your embodiment, all of that you represent. And so what a gift for our audience today to have you here with us. I'm just absolutely thrilled.
Oh, thank you so much. But I always say I'm just a reflection of all of you.
Oh, well, that's beautiful. So I guess the first question I have to ask, because I'm sure all of the audience members are so curious, what is a goddess whisperer? I love it.
Well,
what is it?
Well, I believe there is goddess in all of us. And I've been called to simply whisper to you who you are created to be, and you are the light of the world. Everything and all that you desire and deserve have already been given to you. And we just need a whisper from time to time reminding us of that. So I'm here just to do that.
I absolutely love that. And especially at a time when people are getting married. So when they say yes, or when they meet somebody that they fall in love with, is that a whisper? Is there a whisper inside that says, yes, this is the right person, yes, do this?
Of course, of course. But the world is so loud nowadays, so we have to be very careful, because, you know, it's a whisper. So you have to go into the quiet place and connect with the above, and so you'll be able to hear the whisper. But when you hear the whisper of, yes, he is the one, absolutely, it comes from the divine.
I just love that. And then I saw on your website, and even in reading your bio, you talk about that you help people manifest the life that they deserve.
Yes.
And, oh my gosh, we all want the life that we deserve. So can you talk a little bit about that? I just love that.
Sure. Of course, sure. first of all, we are all daughters of God. And I use the word God in not any particular religious way. You know, you can say anything that aligns with you, the source, the universe, creator, life, love, whatever. It doesn't matter. My point is that we are all created special and with intuition and the divine power within. More we live from our authentic feminine self, more we attract a greater flow of life, spirituality, love, and abundance. And we are all born with this gift. But the problem is that, as you know, I talked about a little bit earlier, as we learn from our past generations of women and what the society has taught us, we kind of lost that sense of all authenticity and true feminine power. So you must trust who you are and your God-given gifts, and let life express itself through you, and you are the external and fundamental life energy of the universe. So when you stop pushing and truly embrace who you are and created to be, you start to manifest all that you desire in life. And if you continue to push and pull and demand to be in control, you will continue to feel that you are not enough, empty, and exhausted, and wondering why life is so hard. So when I learned this and fully tapped into my source and purpose, my life completely changed. And more I become master at it, more miracles I received. And I teach this every day to my clients. And when we do this, we really manifest everything that we desire and deserve in life.
That's just brilliant. I mean, just the thought that everybody can have the life that they desire and deserve, and that you can make that a reality, you know, because as we talk about on the Reading shows, we talk about the happily ever after, and that you can create your own happily ever after. You can create your own fairy tale life, right?
And more than to create, it's already given to you. Happily ever after is all given to us already. All we have to do is know that and embrace that and create your life according to what's already given to you.
That's brilliant. And then I know that on your website, and I was looking at some of the things that you've written, it talks about how you help women, you help to inspire women. And so how can women be inspiring? Like, I know when I see you, when you walk across the room, there's something, you are inspirational by the embodiment of the feminine power and energy. You're inspirational by the way the testimonials of your clients and the way that people talk about you and your work and how you've helped them and changed their lives. And so you are an inspiration. But if I'm, you know, Susie Smith down the street, how do I become an inspiration? Can all women be inspirational?
Of course we are. Of course we are. And it's quite simple. It's just being who you are. You know, just be and just be you. Because women, we are all simply so beautiful. And we're beautiful creatures inside and out. And I always believed and saw woman's gentle and quiet spirit as sexy and attractive, not weak or passive. And in a lot of American society, you know, we became very strong and powerful, but we kind of lost that gentle and quiet spirit along the way because, you know, the society is so demanding. But I see that as very sexy and very attractive and very inspirational. So whether in business or in relationship, when you stay in control with yourself, but completely let go of the urge to control the situation or your business or your relationship or your marriage, and truly trust your being, the goddess that you are, you become an inspirational to others. And then you are cherished and adored forever.
It just sounds so beautiful. And how did you start? You know, how did you know that you had this gift? And where did it begin and be birthed from? I mean, that, you know, you say that you were born with a gift. And so when you were little,
right.
did you see? Did you know? Could you tell?
I did. As a little girl, I couldn't connect with the real people. All my friends were invisible. I used to see angels and fairies very clearly. So I play with them, I talk to them, I sing with them, I dance with them. But in the eyes of the world, of the society, or other people, I was, you know, weird or strange. So I wasn't so much accepted at the time. So I kind of went inside of the closet of my gift thinking, maybe something is wrong with me. Why am I not being loved just the way I am? So I went through that stage of not sort of lost in who I am and tried to be a person that everybody wanted me to be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are many,
like...
yeah. So, you know, I went years of not knowing, or, you know, so lost and not knowing who I am, and I couldn't embrace who I was or who I am. So the first time I got pregnant, I'm a single parent to four wonderful sons, and I was 21 years old, and when I felt that first kick inside of me, I just knew that I was a special woman with special gifts and talent. So I came around, and it was funny because at that time I was starting a study of midwifery. So I was in the way that I was kind of birthing new me as I was helping other women become mothers. So through that journey of becoming a mother, embracing the gift of being a woman, my gift came back, and I worked hard to reconnect with my divine source. And then I started, you know, hearing the whispers and messages and guidance and signs once again. So I started tap into that. And when I started working, I didn't necessarily openly talk about my gifts with all the other clients. I wasn't sure that I was going to be accepted if I, you know, openly say about, you know, I kind of see things and hear things. But I always use that gift to help my clients manifest what they desire, what they really desire, and also to avoid what they want, what they don't want in their life. And now that I talk openly about my gifts, and more I'm open, it seems like more people are curious and want to know more.
Well, I know I've seen you working with people, and you use, you know, the crystals and the cards. You do so many different forms of healing and consciousness. And so how do you do what you do? How does it work? And are you doing individual mm-hmm. sessions? Are you doing group classes? And can somebody work with you? Can they get a reading with you? Can they be coached by you? I mean, oh my gosh, to be coached by the goddess whisperer, especially at a time when you're getting married, I can't imagine anything better. I think it's the best bridal gift ever, that if you are listening and somebody you know is getting married, or you want to put it on your bridal registry or in our bridal registry, I think that people should be doing work with you. And so can they do that? Can they do individual sessions or coach with you? Or
yeah.
How do they find you? I mean, all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I work with individuals. I work with corporate. I work with businesses. And I love working with women especially. Because, you know, I relate, I connect, and how I do what I do is really, all my work is guided by the divines. I try to keep myself aside so I can purely channel and connect for that individual person's needs and desire. And I have a website that you can go. And I actually have a gift on there. It is 28daysofgoddesswhispers.com.
And you I love it.
That way. And you can also find me on the Facebook. So you can sort of see what's going on with me and my personal life and work and all that. And you can find me on the Facebook. Either you can go to facebook.com/lovepassionsuccess. And also I have a Goddess Whisper page. So you can connect me through Facebook as well.
That's fantastic. And I know that you know, as you're talking about the divine within, I know that you help people heal their divine within. And I think that that's one of the most beautiful gifts on the planet, that you can help people heal their divine within. And I would love it if you would talk about for a minute why it's important that we do that and heal that divine within.
Sure. I talk about healing your divine within in my upcoming book that I just co-authored. It's called Succeeding Against All Odds, and it's going to pre-release end of this month. And I share in this book how I healed my divine within from the dark place I used to be. You know, I haven't always been this way. And it is so important because there is always a blessing to be found in every story that we experience. And I think all of us have our own stories. And that we never come out damaged, even though it may feel that way. And I certainly been there. And every significant emotional experience carries with it the seed of a deep and profound lesson. And no matter how tough it gets, no matter how damaged we feel, we will be, as a result of the experience, we always supported at the highest level. And I think it's just so important for us to know that we are always, no matter what, supported at the highest level by the divine. And I know that the situations always come to instruct and never obstruct, and to trust in the blessing of each gift, for therein lies the greatest gifts bestowed upon us. And it is important that all of us heal that divine within so we can connect with the above and receive the whispers and guidance and awareness and additional insights that we need to create the life that we desire. And because we are created to be the light for the world and for others, for your loved ones, that if you are the light, you will never be in the dark. And this was the greatest aha moment I had in my entire life, that I was on my knees because at the time that my world was just, you know, turned upside down, and I just didn't see the way out. So I was on my knees and in the darkness of all, and I realized that, you know, I was created as light, and if I'm the light, that I will never be in the dark. In that moment, I came to completely heal the divine within myself, and my life just completely changed from that point on.
What an unfolding. I mean, that's so gorgeous to even think about it that way. And I mean, as soon as I read that, to heal the divine within, it's like a bell that rings in all of us. It just feels like something that we're called to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now, can you do that with anybody? You know, does it matter what somebody has been through, or if they've been, you know, raped or hurt or abused, can they still heal the divine within?
Of course. Anybody can. And I'm here to help. And I will share a little bit of my personal story, that I grew up being abused sexually by my parents. and I've done many self-destructive relationships, and I've been through many, many dark moments in my life. And when you embrace that and know that all that we experience is to make us aware and gives us inner strength, we actually connect more with the above or the creator or the source. And we come out always much more beautiful than ever, when, you know, because you just have that connection of knowing where the darkness lies, and you are just the white light that you are created to be. So no matter what happened in your life, and no matter what you experienced in your life, it is very possible that you can heal and transform yourself to be the light for the world. And all of us have that soul purpose that we are born with, and we are all being called to lead the others.
I love that. Thank you so much for being so open. And I know it means so much to so many listeners on this show, because I think that when people have been abused, that they're almost afraid to trust love.
Yes.
And, you know, and so here we've got people that are getting married either for the first time, and gosh, it's so hard to actually believe this is real, or people that have been married several times that are still looking for, can it ever feel right? Can it ever work?
Yeah, I understand that completely. You know, I've been hurt so many times, and I actually have, you know, my best friend and girlfriends, like, you know, why, Yoko, why do you love the way you do, you know, after so many times that being hurt? But I wear my heart on my sleeve. I love openly and freely. And each relationship that I have experienced got me closer to where I am now today, and I've learned and I receive more love from loving the way I do. And I know it is scary, and I know, you know, nobody wants to choose to get hurt, but just keeping your heart open and not just to give love or love someone, you have to be able to receive the love that comes to your way. And when you are not open, when you have your door closed to your heart, you can't receive love and you can't heal whatever that you need to heal in your heart. Because love is the only essence and component that can do all.
Boy, does that resonate true. I just take a minute and breathe with that. That's just so beautiful. And I'm so glad that you're there and here, and that you're sharing your heart and your love and your spirit and your soul and your gifts and your talent with so many women. I mean, truly, what a gift to be able to let go and to have you on the other side. How safe and how wondrous. And what a grand present that it's you.
Well, life is full of wonder and miracles, and, you know, love everywhere if you choose to, you know, look and see. And sometimes, you know, you have to listen with your eyes open, because sometimes love is like a wind, right? Like, you know, you don't see it, but you feel it. So you have to have all your six senses open to, you know, find that love that you're looking for. And when you find that love, you just have to be open to receive. And I think receiving is sometimes more important than, you know, giving.
No, I would agree with that. And sometimes it's so hard to receive, and it's so hard to believe as love comes our way, and especially at a time when people are getting married, because there are all these people that want to help. Your mother,
yes,
your sister, your friends, the caterer, all these people want to help you. And the truth is you really need help, but the gift and the talent of being able to allow people to help you get through it and delegate and take on responsibility and to receive the kindness and, you know, the experience of some other people is a wonderful thing. So, and then I saw on your website that you were talking about feminine abundance and happiness and spirituality and all those words together. Feminine abundance, happiness, and spirit. Those are like my favorite words that you all put together. So how does somebody have all of that? Feminine abundance, happiness, spirituality, all wrapped up like a Christmas present.
All of us have, men and women are equal, of course, but I believe that we are created differently. So the way we manifest is different than how men manifest. So I put, you know, feminine before abundance, happiness, and spirituality because we get there in a different way than men do. And I love the feminine way because it is so simple and it's so easy. And all we have to do is to have the vision of what you really, really want, whether it's abundance, happiness, or spirituality, or all of it. And just go in to that vision using all your six senses. Because we are a creator. We love to create. We love to have fun. And we are just joyful beings, naturally. So before you go into how I'm going to manifest $1,000 that I need to buy this for my wedding, how is actually using the masculine energy? So before you get to how, you just go into this, I'm going to use the wedding dress that you, it's the dream wedding gown that you dreamed of since you're a little girl. And you, you know, you want to manifest that dress and you need to manifest the money to buy that dress.
Okay.
And you just use all your feminine senses and then you just, you know, imagine or have the picture that you're already in that dress, you know, how that dress feels to your skin, how you look, how you smell, and what people are saying to you in that dress. And you just really embrace the moment of joy and happiness that you love, you know, that you feel. And when you go from that place, the how becomes really, really easy. And you just start to, when you are done with the visual, you know, the visual, and you feel that you lived that vision, then you go into how. And you just list of the ways that you can manifest. And because you already lived and believed that you, this dress is meant for you, the how becomes really easy. And for some reason, because you just put out that vibration and the frequency that this dress is meant for you, for somehow, by miracles, it just comes to you. And I have seen it over and over again that happens to me and so many of my clients, that it just, instead of going for it or chasing after it, you just simply call into your life what you want. And that's what I teach. You know, feminine abundance, happiness, and spirituality. Instead of chasing and going after it, you call in and attract the abundance and happiness and spirituality that you're looking for.
I'm writing all this down as you're speaking. I mean, all of this is such great information. I never knew how was a masculine word. And, of course, my instinct was to say, okay, well, then how do you... Right. How do you not go to the how? So, I mean, because right away, that's where your brain wants to go to.
Yes. The world
are there
actually full of how. Yes, the world is full of how. But when we do that, we put ourselves right into the masculine, you know, make things happen mode. And then we lose that, our essence of feminine power. Because feminine power is in when we just enjoy and savour joy of life and love of life. And, you know, money is just an energy. Happiness is just an energy. And everything is just energy. So when you become a high vibrational woman and keep that high frequency, you start to just simply call in and attract what you desire. And how it becomes very simple. It doesn't take hard work to get there.
I love that. I mean, that's just like a magical key. What a great gift for a wedding or for any time. I mean, that's to let go of the how and to focus on our heart. And like you're saying, to be able to visualize. And I love that you say use all of your senses, your sight, your smell, the taste, the vibration, what it feels like to be in the dress, how you feel to be in. I mean, that's different than just doing a vision board and saying, okay, that's something I want, I'm going to put it on the wall. When you actually go through that process, you have to
live it. Exactly. And sometimes when my clients come to me for, you know, that she's stuck in her business or something, I simply tell her, go shopping. I'm not talking about breaking the bank, but, you know, go shopping, enjoy yourself, enjoy life, or take a bubble bath with candles and rose petals, or go to a spa and get massage. When we fully enjoy ourselves and love the feminine things and use all our, you know, six senses, you really manifest what you desire so easily and quickly. It's a lot quicker than going through how am I going to do this, how and how and how. It's quite amazing.
It is. And this is great. I hope everybody is following this information and that, you know, everybody will work with you because this is just truly magical. And then I had a question because I was looking on your website and you talk about having it all, the career, the marriage and children. And I know that's a huge subject for people that are listening to our show because they think that they can't, that they're going to have to give up a career to have children, or that if they have children, then the marriage will fail, or they're not going to be spending enough time with their mate or getting the attention or the love that they need. And so can a woman have it all?
Absolutely. Absolutely we can. We can have it all. But the key is to be aware of your balance and also knowing what you really, really want. It's amazing how many women actually don't know what they really want. And without knowing what you really want, you can't avoid self-sabotage because you just don't know what you want and you don't know how to go about it. So balance and knowing what you really want and avoid self-sabotage at all costs. And how we do that is start your every day. I recommend starting your every single day from the place of receiving. I think in society we talk about, you know, we need to be giving person. You know, we need to give, not to take. And taking is different from receiving. Because women are created to receive. It's just the way we are created to be. So when you start your day by simply receiving completely and fully from the above, and you can do this by meditation, you can do this. I actually teach a lot of feminine rituals that you can do. And fill yourself with light and divine love, because if your cup is not filled, you just can't give to others. So in the morning, just by filling your cup or your being or yourself with love and light and grace and promise, your whole day changes. And you approach your career different way, and you approach your marriage different way, and you approach your children different way, because now that you are completely in different place. When we just give, and a lot of women were in so many different hats, not just business hat, marriage, or children, or being the mom. You know, when we have children, we are in a taxi driver, and we are all over the place. We are always on the go and always taking care of others and always giving. And then what happens is we end up feeling we are not enough and we're so exhausted. And at the end of the day, we feel empty inside. So as long as you have the balance and start your day, you know, every day you recharge and refill your own cup and be the light and be the love, you can have absolutely everything in your life, whatever that is.
I mean, I had never thought, you know, certainly people meditate and they, you know, do prayers or they do blessings, but to actually think of it that way, that you're starting each day with receiving. And I love when you said to fill yourself with light and divine love and light, you know, and grace and promise.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time I've ever heard somebody say you should start your day with promise.
Yes. And what happens is that when you do that, when you replace your fear or guilt or anxiety with, you know, divine love and light and grace and promise, the whole world changes. And then you start seeing you actually start to simplify your life, because then you are so clear what should be your priority. And you will start to say no to the things you must, and you will say yes when it's absolutely big yes. So life becomes simple and easy. And you are able to multitask all the things going on in your life.
So, I mean, it's almost like marinating in just light energy and love, and you know, just to be in that pool that you were talking about of light and grace and promise. And what a wonderful place to be.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful place to bathe yourself in and to start your day that way. And then you said that you teach feminine rituals?
Yes. I created feminine rituals. And you can actually receive morning goddess rituals by going to my website. And as I indicated before, the 28daysofgoddesswhispers.com. And I create a very short video, and I talk about the morning ritual that you can, you know, do. You don't have to do all 10 of them, but, you know, whatever that feels right to you or inspire you to do, it really creates a difference and you see the result immediately. And I also teach feminine foods and masculine foods. So really just stay in your feminine authentic self and have to step into the power and having that tool to be the feminine goddess that you are. It's really important when you are a woman of career and wife and mother and, you know, everything that we do.
And what is a feminine food?
Feminine foods are in the morning, because I teach women to start the day by receiving. I teach to eat feminine foods, because everything is feminine and masculine. I'm not talking about the looks or being a man or woman. It's just the energy-wise. So avocados are great feminine foods. And warm oatmeal is feminine foods. Meats are generally masculine, so I avoid meats in the morning. And pear is feminine foods. So just choosing to eat feminine foods in the morning also change your body energy and frequency.
That's what I love. That avocado is the womb, right? The seed of the womb, the pear.
Yeah.
So all of those foods just. I would love to do a session with you. Work with you, and the work that you do is just so beautiful. And other than working with individuals, you also work with corporations too, right?
Yes.
So do you bring the feminine into the corporation, or do you balance the masculine and feminine energy? And
I do. and I don't necessarily say it out loud. Depends on the corporation's character, and most of the time when I work with corporate, I'm working with, you know, hardcore businessmen, so I don't necessarily use the words you know, feminine, masculine, but I definitely bring that into helping businesses, because I think the traditional masculine business model is being stuck right now, that the business is moving towards more and more feminine collaboration. And that's how a lot of businesses are thriving right now, using that feminine business model, which is collaboration, which is more creating and having that vision and embracing that. So I bring new element to business world. And plus I use my gift of being able to see sort of predict what's next and what we need to manifest and who and what to avoid working with and, you know, so forth. So, you know, feminine thing is definitely we can use in our business world.
That's great. That's really, I mean, and I know a lot of women that are listening to the show do work. You know, they are still business people. A lot of women are entrepreneurs. And so it's so wonderful just to hear you say that. And then when you were talking about your childhood and the gifts and that you could see, and then you put it in the closet because you didn't have many people accepting it, and then it became safe for you somehow now, right, to share your gifts once you got pregnant and you knew that. And can you just, for a second, share, because I know so many women, especially that are listening to this particular show, are intuitive, and they are seers. And I think all women have intuition and instinct. And can you just share a little bit about trusting that? And when you do trust it, what it feels like to trust it?
Yes, you are absolutely correct that all women have this gift of intuition. And we are all intuitive. So it's important that in this world of so much noise out there, and the world, you know, runs so fast, that, you know, time goes so fast, and so many things are going on, and the world is so loud. It's important that you stop and pause so you can hear that intuition. And when you trust, it's almost like, you know, I talked about being the light. And sometimes because you are the light and the light is so bright, you can't see what's ahead. But you walk through it anyways. And when you do that and guide it by your intuition, which is a very quieted, you know, very small voice, it's just a whisper. But when you follow that, your like whole being, it just goosebumps in all over you. Because you know that you are guided and you know who you created to be. It's just the most profound feeling of all, that knowing who I am and I'm just enough and I'm here for higher purpose and I matter and I am just beautiful the way I am inside and out. And there is nothing that I have to be fearful of, that my life and myself is always being taken care of. And everything that I desire in life are already manifested. All I have to do is guide it by my intuition, which is given by the divines. And living the life every single day in love and trust and in promise, it just an amazing blessing. It's just simply wonderful feeling to live by every single day.
Mm-hmm. I imagine it would be. And what a perfect time is someone stepping into their new life and a life where they're sharing love and they're sharing who they are. Wouldn't it be magnificent for them to enrich who they are and to be the purest form of who they are and the fullest and richest self that they can be, to share that with somebody? Mm-hmm. And by embracing all of that intuition, you're really stepping into the all of who you are. You're not hiding that part of you, but you're trusting and sharing that part of you, which is really sharing deep feminine power.
Right. And it doesn't mean that you will never doubt anything. You know, I get scared and, you know, I doubt sometimes. But having that place that you can go to makes a huge difference. And you can always ask God or, you know, whoever or whatever that aligns with you to simply ask them to replace those doubts and fear with the divine love and light and promise. And when we ask, we receive.
It's just wonderful. I'm so excited for everybody that's listening to this and all these tools that you're sharing with people. And certainly, you know, I want people to find you. And then your upcoming book, I love the title, Succeeding Against All Odds. And that's a co-authored book that's coming out soon. What is the book about, and is it a book appropriate for brides?
Yes. I think we have 30-something authors of all women, different backgrounds, different professions, and we share our own stories to how we became successful against all odds, and it's an inspirational, empowering book for women and men. And we're going to start the campaign of pre-launch June 24th. And I will start to post on my Facebook and other media. And I encourage all of you to, you know, grab a book, copy of the book and read them, because there are so many women just like us, all, you know, you, that stories that we share and learning experience and how we can all, you know, manifest and live the successful life that we want and we desire.
That's great. You have so many gifts and talents, and I know that, you know, we would love to bring you back, and you and I have talked about this during this separate show just on childbearing and, you know, mothering and child. You have such a vast experience in all of that, and I know that we have so many women that are just starting families, or women that have families, or women that are getting married again and looking to start a new family. And so can you just share a little bit about the work that you do so that is
sure.
people can find you? But we will bring you back, so we'll do a whole separate episode on that. But I would love just for people to know, you know, who you are, so they can, if they're looking for that assistance, they can certainly reach out to you, because you're just
sure.
such a magical gift.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I have many passions, but midwifery is one of my huge passion, and I love the process of being pregnant and giving birth in such a beautiful, miraculous way. So I combined my knowledge and professional training as a midwife and created several different programs, because I think many of women are fearful about being the mother or giving birth, because what you hear is pain most of the time related to giving birth or labor. But I teach fearless, painless, goddess birth experience. And
I love that. Fearless, painless, goddess birth. That looks like
yes.
a line somewhere. It's great.
And you can be the, you know, the queen of the day or goddess for the day. And it's really just beautiful, beautiful experience. But you have to be informed and knowledgeable and willing to, you know, do the work to have your birth experience. But I think more you experience this kind of birth, your family, you know, you're building the family, and you just start a family from whole new, different place by having that amazing, just beautiful, you know, fearless birth. And I also, you know, help women to juggle the business or work or job with going through or becoming a mother, and how to balance and you know, build a family with your loved one. And
I also love when you talk about fearless, painless birth, I'm also thinking about that could be a business. That could be an idea, to have a fearless, painless birth of a concept, or
mm-hmm.
not just a child, right, but anything that comes from you, that you're stepping into your power
absolutely.
And into your trust and not afraid, then the birthing of anything that's coming forth from you can be
absolutely
fearless and painless. And the same way that you're midwifing a child, you can midwife somebody into their career or their divine destiny as well.
Yes, and there is a favorite quote, one of my favorite quotes that Barbara Katz-Rothman said, birth is not only about making babies. Birth is about making mothers strong, competent, capable mothers who trust themselves and know their inner strength. I just love that.
Oh,
and
it's
so true.
Would you send
yeah.
that to us so we could post that
of
on the
course.
Website?
Of course I can.
I absolutely love that. And then I always ask our guests, just as, you know, they're wrapping up the hour, for a definition.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked Deirdre Haid, what is marriage? What is a vow? We ask, what is harmony? And so can I ask you, what is the goddess within? What is goddess?
Goddess, goddess within is... Goddess within is really just being who you are and embracing every moment of every day with the ones that you love, and love yourself and fill yourself with divine light and love.
That's perfect. That's absolutely, and that's what I think of when I see a goddess. And like I said to you, Yoko, you represent to me goddess energy. There is something so spectacular and so mesmerizing and just so gorgeous and luscious about who you are as a person. And it's funny because when I watch you, all these people just stare at you. And they're not staring like rude. They're not staring like gawking. They stare at you the way you would at like a rainbow or a sunset or a hummingbird. Like people look at you like, oh my gosh, it's just so beautiful. And you really are that. You really do represent that. And so the fact that you've opened your heart and you've opened your gift and you've opened your light and you've overcome these incredible challenges of abuse and pain and outcast to step into your power and into that feminine energy, and not only to share it with others like you do just by entering the room, but actually taking time to coach people and do sessions and help them bring that out in themselves for their own lives and for their needs. And so I'm just so thrilled that you are here in this world, on this planet, doing this work and available to help others do it as well. Right.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And all of us have that goddess energy that just attract all that we know we desire.
Right. It's really remarkable. And now we only have just a couple minutes left, but I just wanted to touch really quickly. You're a single mom, right? Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
You're a single mom? And so we have a lot of women, you know, that are in that position too.
Yeah.
And so when you were parenting, you were still holding the goddess light, right? You were still holding the individual light as you were sharing with your children your light as well.
Yeah.
And you teach people how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I just love that. So I think that everybody that's listening to this show should find you, Yoko Chan, absolutely, and should work with you. And I think it's the very best gift that they can give themselves for their wedding and their life. And like I said, you know, we'll put it on our bridal registry, and absolutely, what a wonderful gift to give somebody sessions with you. So.
Well, thank you so much for having me today.
I'm just delighted to share.
Well,
we are so delighted with you. So any last words of wisdom, just as we're signing you off here, any last pearl for all of our guests? And feminine energy and power?
Well, just go out to the world as the light that you are and the goddess that you are. You are loved and deserving and cherished.
And so are you, Yoko. So thank you so much for being with us today. And once more, tell us how to find you really quickly. It is
Yoko Chan, thegoddesswhisperer.com or 28daysofgoddesswhispers.com, and on the Facebook, Yoko Chan.
Okay, well, we are definitely going to find you, and thank you once again for the magical, miraculous, spectacularly beautiful gift that is you. So thank you for joining
us.
Thank
you.
All right, thank you. Wow, she's just incredible. I wish that you could see you should just go on the website to see how gorgeous she is. But when you're meeting her, and I have watched her doing readings with people, and it's incredible because you can see the energy surrounding the person she's reading. You can actually see the light. It's almost like an encasement of light that they're in. And the smiles and people's eyes are sparkling. It's like little things, you know, like a pinball machine that all these bells are going off in someone's mind and consciousness and spirit and soul and energy field. And I watch it when I'm watching her work with people. And so it's just definitely find her. We have incredible shows coming up. I'm so very excited. We have the Feng Shui Advantage. P.K. Odo talking about how to feng shui your house for love, sexual intimacy, how to make babies, all that stuff, how you want to feng shui your house. We have that coming up. We have Bobby DePorter, the 8 Keys of Excellence in a Relationship. We have Lauren Solomon doing Image Maker, your very best, you know, image, how to be a 10 bride from the red carpet to the white carpet. all of that good stuff. And then we're revving up in July for sexual intimacy, and we're going to have a whole series on sexual intimacy, which I can't wait for those calls. So we so appreciate you being with us today. It's been an amazing show. And Yoko Chan, Goddess Whisperer, find her, do sessions with her, become the goddess within, and truly that beauty inside. Fill your own cup so you can radiate it with the love of your life and radiate it with the rest of the world. So wishing you a wonderful week. This is Nicole Brandon with Hourglass Brides.